This is Extra Life Radio, October 23rd, 2005. I'm Scott Johnson. Everyone has a perception of the average grandma. Images of kind and gentle old ladies with blue-tinged hair and a tendency towards pie-baking and doily knitting are not uncommon. Chicken soup and gardening, scrapbooking and cookie jars, it's all part of the typical package. And then there's Barbara. And Barbara, how old are you?
69.
69 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 69 years young then, really.
No, right now I feel like 69 years old.
This is not your typical 69-year-old living in Cleveland, Ohio. Replace apple pies with Final Fantasy and swap quilting with Ratchet and Clank. She's the gamer grandma, and according to her 20-year-old grandson, Tim, it started a long, long time ago.
Well, she started with video games before I was born. I was born in 82, and she's already at the arcades and playing around with an Atari before that. So I sort of grew up with it. She's always lived with us. So I've had friends come over at sleepovers or birthday parties, anything, you know, up to college, and people were saying, hey, your grandma's in the next room playing video games, swearing at the TV, man. You got to call a magazine. You got to call somebody. You just got to get this out. This is awesome. We put the blog up last June, and that was not that long ago. And maybe a week after, a few days after, we got about 1,000 emails from people saying that they had either grandparents that were like her, that, you know, they swore at the TV and they played Halo and they played everything, or they wanted to be that old gamer when they grew up. They didn't want to quit gaming.
In Barbara's own words, she started early, and she started with the classics.
Oh, probably in the 70s. I'd be going bowling or taking the kids to the movies, and the machines were just sitting there, and they were sort of fascinating.
So you played arcade games to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
What was your, do you have any favorites from that time, kind of some old favorites?
I'd have to say probably, what was it, Asteroids and Space Invaders.
Not one to dwell on the past, Barbara's kept up with the times. She's an owner of a PlayStation 2, a GameCube, and an Xbox, and she loves all three. Does she have a favorite?
Really, I don't have any. Each one of them have their own special thing.
Depends on what she's playing, really.
Does she have all the consoles?
She has right now she has a GameCube, an Xbox, and a PlayStation 2.
Oh, wow.
She had other ones, but we're traders. We can't afford to keep them around.
No, I gotcha. So she stays with current generation stuff, and then when that kind of turns over, it's time to move on.
Exactly.
How about getting a new Xbox 360 this November?
As soon as I can afford it, yeah.
We all have games we're looking forward to. And so does Grandma.
If I could get a hold of the 360, I'd love to try The Condemned. It looks fabulous. Or I'm waiting for Fatal Frame 3 to come out. There's quite a few games that's coming up that I'd like to try.
And one of her favorite games right now? Try God of War for the PlayStation 2.
At first, I didn't think I was going to like it. And then, I don't know, I just start getting into it. And it was awful challenging and... Because usually I don't care for a lot of first-place shooters and stuff like that, but I don't know. It was fun.
I then asked Barbara the kind of game she prefers to play.
Probably your role-playing games. I like the fact that you have to run around looking for stuff and leveling up, and it's just real challenging instead of just shooting people. And
She started to sound like a seasoned gamer to me. I figured she must play a good amount of time, but even I found the number shocking.
Tim says 10 hours. I guess I can average out about 10 sometimes.
Well, if you put it all together, she wakes up in the morning, she'll pop in, you know, World Championship Poker or right now Growlancer Generations, and she'll play that for a while, then she'll go eat breakfast and come back and play it some more. Minimum, she probably averages about 10 hours.
Usually most of it's in the evening after get supper squared away and...
Yeah, when she can't sleep.
How about other forms of entertainment, like TV?
I really don't care for TV too much. I mean, when I do watch it, it's usually your medical programs and stuff like that, but otherwise it's not. It doesn't hold any fantasy for me. Yeah, it seems like I can I can participate this way instead of just sitting there watching it.
She still reads a lot, though.
Yeah,
she's into fiction. So she's into the novels at the library as much as she can, but that's about the only other thing besides gaming at the moment.
Well, I'm into crafts. I paint and...
ceramics.
Ceramics, oil paintings.
I asked Barbara if she gets to play much with Tim.
Oh, he's usually hanging around.
Like right now with Growlancer, it's great, because unlike Final Fantasy, you need strategy for that game. It's not so much, you know, status attacks and things like that. You actually have to move your characters around, because we can sit next to each other and kind of plan out the attacks together.
2005 seems to be the year of video game violence. It's on the lips of both gamer and lawmaker, and everyone in between. What does the gaming grandmother think about this ubiquitous topic?
I feel that there's a lot of violence in video games, but I feel it's up to the parents to pick and choose for their kids. They know what their kids can do, and I mean, if you know your kid can't handle something and they shouldn't do it, don't do it. Because I don't think anybody has the right to saying video games are teaching kids to be violent. I mean, our society has always been very violent. That was long before video games came along. Then before that, they had your books and your movies, and I don't think it's any different with video games. I think it's all up to the parents.
And that's the thing, yeah. It's all based on maturity. You know, if the kids are going to imitate it, then it's up to the parents to understand that their kids can't handle it. It's not up to the video game manufacturers to regulate that.
Well, like somebody suggested, maybe the stores should crack down on it, you know.
Well, they do that already.
Some of them do, but they're saying more like with your cigarettes and stuff, maybe they should do the same thing with video games.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, we can say that cigarettes are dangerous. We can say that alcohol is dangerous. We can't say that video games.
No, you can't.
It all depends on the kid.
I wondered if Barbara made Tim go to the game store to pick up her latest craving.
I go buy my own games.
She's a regular.
They know me down at GameStop.
And her favorite game of all time?
Final Fantasy VII.
That was quick.
So, with such a great love of video games at the age of 69, is there a concern that 69 is too old for video games?
I don't like to be stereotyped, and I'm not going to be sitting in a rocking chair wasting my life and waiting to die. So, if video games are my form of entertainment, I'm going to go for it.
She has had a bit of hate mail from that, from the crowd that's like, no, you're a grandma, you should grow up, you shouldn't play video games, this isn't for you.
Or they'd say that I was playing video games so I'd have a relationship with my grandkids. Well, I hate to tell them I was playing video games before my kids were born and after my kids were born.
If any of the kids try to borrow her games or her systems, they know very quickly it's not for a connection there. She keeps her games under lock and key. No one touches them. They are immaculate. I used to. I actually used to think it wasn't normal, because I'd go over to somebody else's house, or I'd see their grandparents, and they were baking apple pies and playing a shuffleboard and things like that. And it wasn't really till I started the site that I realized that there are a ton of other people like this out there. It's not a bad thing. I mean, there's a ton of elderly gamers out there that are just like Grandma.
Does she have any love for PC games?
No, I usually stay away from the computer. This thing hates me. I touch it and it goes haywire.
Barbara even has a take on the Nintendo Revolution.
I've read about it, and Tim and I have discussed it, and like I told him, you really can't tell unless you try it. I mean, I'm dying to get a hold of one and trying it. I definitely will try it. Everybody says because I move my controller around so much, I should go for the cordless one. Well, I went out and bought a cordless one, and I mean, it's absolutely useless because I go through batteries too fast.
Most of us gamers dream of being able to design our own video game, but not this grandma.
I really don't have any ideas. Like I said, I just love the games the way they bring them out, and like they were talking about changing them for elderly people and stuff, and I say, no way. I mean, it would take all the joy out of it and stuff, and I don't think I have the smarts enough to come up with something that would fascinate me as fun, like other people do.
What was your idea that you, after the GDC challenge?
Oh,
what was it?
Oh, I says it would be fun to get outlaw poker. I says where you can if somebody bluffs or something, you can beat the heck out of them.
So, what about all this attention?
I still can't get used to it. I keep telling Tim, I says, what's the big deal? It's something I've always done. It just amazes me. I mean, I really like it.
One has to wonder while talking to Barbara if she plans to enjoy her video game fascination deep into her twilight years.
Definitely. I'll play them until my hands give out. And maybe by that time they'll have a different way of doing it.
Mind controllers.
Hey, they look at these people in wheelchairs and stuff that use a pencil and in their mouth and everything to do things. Where there's will, there's a way.
But when it's all said and done, it's all about grandma and grandson doing what they love to do, best of friends with a common interest.
Tim and I are very, very close, and there's a lot of times I'll be thinking something, and he can tell me what I'm thinking sometimes, or he can finish a sentence for me, and we are very close. And like I said, when he mentioned doing this, I said, yeah, sure, whatever, Tim. I said, go for it. And I didn't think he was going to do it. Come home one day, he said, hey, you got to see this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And gaming's just another thing that we have in common, that's all. It's just one more little thing that Grandma and I share.
In the end, I learned a bit more about my interview with Barbara and Tim than I initially expected. I learned that regardless of the stuff we like to do with our free time, family is the glue that sticks. As I finish final production on this piece, I like to think that right now, in a quiet suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, a sweet 69-year-old grandmother sits next to her grandson in the light glow of a family television as she kicks the crap out of him in Super Smash Brothers. For ELR, I'm Scott Johnson in Salt Lake City.